Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Hi, Diana. I have an issue. I was just now charged within the last hour $87.95. There was an issue back in January on January the 25th where I was charged for $87.95 and $87.89. Anyway, I've got a cancellation number from the subscription, and y'all also dealt with my bank because nobody would give me a refund on something that was miscommunicated on what it was supposed to be. And now today it was debited from my account again, and I desperately need that back because it has overgrown my account and we have no money.
Okay, well, can I have your zip code to pull up that account?
Yes, 35906.
What's your first and last name?
Jennifer Robinson. And I spoke with the person the last time, and my husband was the one that received was that he actually was going to do he thought he was doing something through T-Mobile, and was going to do the trial for me, and then we didn't realize that there would be
Oh, well, do you
anything involved.
know a Craig Robinson?
That's my husband.
Okay, can you verify his address for me, please?
Sure. 113 Deer Valley Parkway, Rainbow City, Alabama, 35906.
Okay, hold on a moment, please. All right, well, yes, it says here Mr. Craig started two free 14-day trials on the 7th of January and got charged $5.95 for shipping and $4.95 for shipping and handling. And you said you see charges within the last hour?
Yes.
Okay, well, Mr. Craig's account is under blacklisted and under chargeback. That means this normally occurs after a dispute has been filed and the financial institution's decision regarding the validity of the dispute
Yes,
has been
exactly.
finalized. Unfortunately, due to chargeback on your account, we are unable to make any changes, including issuing any refunds. Once the financial institution has placed the account in chargeback status, you will have to speak with your financial institution. We cannot further
I
assist you.
just said, and they said I had to call you and find out why it was billed, and get information from you before they can go any further on their end.
Yeah, I just let them know what I just explained to you about the chargeback status on your account.
Can you send me anything in writing?
No, man, we don't write letters. You want me to send you something in writing about your account being under chargeback? They know. They the one. There's
Oh,
the. They're the one that.
I
Well,
just
they're.
need something showing that it is under that, it's discontinued, and there shouldn't be any money coming out anymore through this.
Yeah, your financial institution is the one who put your account under chargeback. That's why I say you got to, talk to them and let them know that
Okay,
they're under.
can you tell me what date that was so when I talk to them, they can't, I know exactly what y'all have on record. I thought that this would have been handled through them also, but he wouldn't do anything until I called y'all again because I still have the cancellation number from the subscription from when I talked to him
Yeah,
in
your
January.
account is canceled, but your financial institution put your account on a chargeback, not us.
So are you saying that the bank is the one that charged me for the $89 today, or it did come from y'all because it lists you, the premium beauty?
Well,
Did
as
y'all
I
did
dec
that charge?
As I discussed earlier, it normally occurs after a dispute has been filed and the financial institution's decision regarding the validity of the dispute has been finalized. And once the financial institution has placed the account in chargeback, we cannot further assist you. You will have to speak with your financial institution.
Can you email me that, what you just told me?
No, ma'am. We don't write emails. You just have to let them know. They know exactly what your account is under, which is a chargeback okay. status. Okay. You know, just call them and explain that to them.
Is there any way that you can do something on that on your end so it never charges again?
No, ma'am, because your account is canceled. We were not, responsible for that chargeback. Your account is already canceled with us. We didn't charge you.
Oh. Wow. I don't have a clue. All right. I'm going to call them again, and thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.